The General Sessions Court is called general for a reason. It handles both criminal and civil cases, and it's the lowest court of jurisdiction. So it handles the most cases. The Shelby County General Sessions Court is the largest court in the state. Mark Allen is the deputy attorney for the county.
The General Sessions Court clerk is responsible for handling all the paperwork, the scheduling, the jackets, the dockets, all the record keeping, all the collection of money.
Allen says in order to be a good court clerk, you have to have good management skills with both people and money. The former General Sessions court clerk, Democrat Otis Jackson, was indicted in August 2011 on felony charges of official misconduct. Jackson is accused of requiring employees in the General Sessions office to raise $50,000 for his 2012 reelection campaign. Jackson says those charges are bogus and he's seeking reelection.
Let me tell you exactly what I said.
Okay.
I said election is coming up and our goal should be to raise $50,000 for the campaign. And the papers and the legal people in this and the politician in this has turned this around and said that I demand it. Not one employee, not one appointee will say that I demand it or request it or require them to do so.
Jackson's trial is set for July. He was suspended with pay last August. Then he was removed from the payroll December 31st. The judges of the court appointed Ed Stanton Jr. as the interim court clerk after Jackson was suspended. Stanton came out of retirement to take the post. Stanton had worked in the General Sessions and criminal courts for 28 years before retiring in 2000. Shortly after Stanton retired, General Sessions got a new computer system, and according to Stanton and Jackson, the conversion didn't go well. Jackson said under his watch, they found $1.5 million that was unaccounted for. So they started keeping paper records. Stanton said they found about $1 million that was out of balance when he took over. And now they're close to fixing it.
And the auditors just have told us in the last couple of weeks, and they said we've done more in 5 months than in 6 years that they have been asking and requesting that office fix and to repair that system.
Shelby County Commission Chairman Sidney Chisholm has tossed his hat into the ring, he says, because he wants to clean it up.
In our clerk offices, we've had a lot of problems. The young man is in there now, that's the official clerk, got himself in trouble. In Chancery, you know they had a lot of trouble over there. I just want to change the image and try to provide a service that the citizens of this city expect. I want to do that. I've been managing all of my life.
Karen Woodward is not as well known as the other Democratic candidates. She says she's always wanted to be involved in politics, and a tragedy last year has spurred her to run for the top seat at the General Sessions Court.
We had a family friend that was killed by hit by a drunk driver, and the family relied on me to get them the information on the case of, you know, dates and times and courtrooms and all, and I couldn't do it. And I'm a little computer savvy, but I could not get the information out of the General Sessions on the website. So I had to call around to other friends of mine who worked in attorney's offices.
Woodward says she has the management experience to do the job because of her experience leading and training insurance agents. The first thing she would do is get a better computer system so the public can easily access information online about cases in General Sessions Court. For WKNO News, I'm Candace Ludlow.